Let's find out if David John Oates is where he is supposed to be right now. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Of course I am. How are you, sir?
How am I? That's a loaded question.
I do understand that dilemma.
Yeah. All right. So, good. I'm here. It's certainly continuing to lurch toward several venues that are really at any moment able to be turned on by the control elite of the planet, heated up. Look at Ukraine, what the Kiev government of Poroshenko, to be precise, is there. They're shelling Donetsk every day, Lugansk. You don't hear about that. That could explode any time. You've got Syria, you have Iran and the demand there. You've got Gaza, the Israelis attacking the Palestinians again, moving their capital, and then Trump right there with them, moving the embassy. You have North Korea, you've got the South China Sea. It just goes on and on. There are endless venues for trouble.
There's hot spots all over the planet, so it would seem... excuse me, I've got a faulty lead on my microphone. Let me see. That's better. Okay. All right. Yeah, there's hot spots all over the planet by the looks of it. I've got a few reversals on a few of them. North Korea, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and a few other little things as well. So
yeah. Okay. Well, good.
Reversals have got to tell us.
So, you're on a different audio source tonight. What do you want?
No, I'm on the same system.
Interesting. You sound fine. It just sounds like you know what the word presence is? You're in a little bit of an empty room sound behind you and around you. It's kind of hollow. You're right up on the microphone and it's fine. Yeah. It's not a problem. It's just different. Not radically different.
Same system. No difference.
Just me. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. No worries.
All right. So let's go ahead.
Okay. So let's start off with some simple stuff first off. We did reversals in class on the weekend on Judge Roy Moore et al. And his associate. So to see what we could find out in reversals.
We'll find out how the judge did in reversals. This will be interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, as I said before, David... the sad thing about all of this is yes, there are God knows how many women who have been victimized, but there are also men who are being victimized by women who are not telling the truth. That's the conundrum here. That's the big problem. You can't prove something or disprove it if it happened 4, 5, 6, 10 years, 15 years ago. What the hell? Why even bring it up? It's politically motivated, most of it. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking, 30 years ago with Judge Moore,
I know,
isn't it?
And then the woman was caught tweaking the yearbook somehow and adding some writing to it that wasn't original. I don't know, something.
Huh. You know, I actually had a reversal on her that didn't muster what I thought, but I don't know. Let's play it. This didn't pass my test, but let's play it anyway. Here she is making her accusation.
Tell me how bad of an idea this was, and
Right. Didn't have audio turned on. Now we'll try it again.
We heard her, David. I heard her. I could hear it.
Yeah. And she says, all right, our name will want to believe this. All right, our name will want to believe this.
Oh, no.
No,
we're not hearing it now. I meant in the very beginning when you thought I couldn't hear it, we could hear it, and then you adjusted something, and we could no longer hear it. Can't hear it now, either forward or reverse.
So, oh, really?
Reverse those switches. Maybe that'll do it. Your audio your audio is different. I can hear you, but there's something different about it.
You know what? I bet you my microphone has shifted to, yes, it has. Oh, dear. Oh, right. Okay. All right. My microphone has, I've got to reboot. I'm in problems. Oh, no, look, call me back. Call me. Let me hang up. I can do this from my other computer. Call me straight back.
All right.
I'll hang up and call you straight back.
All right. We will do that. Very good.
Okay.
All right.
See you. Okay.
All right. There he goes, and he'll come right back. I'm sure all of you could hear the difference in audio as well. But it sounds like his microphone semi-died or something. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
Now you sound like the old David. I mean, the good old David.
Right. Okay. Yes, no, it was picking it up on the laptop's microphone.
That's what the presence was. Okay. The laptop microphone was picking your voice up. All right.
That's what it was. Okay, so now I sound normal. Okay.
Yeah, Todd, can you turn him up a little bit louder? I'm not sure if you can or not. If you're on Skype.
I can give you some more levels. How's that sound? Is that better?
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, so let's try this audio, see if you can hear it now.
Told me how bad of an idea this was, and to be with an older man like that. Right, and that we weren't prepared for that.
Okay, could you hear that?
Loud and clear.
Excellent. All right. Okay. So the first two words I'm not happy with. It says, all right. I'm not happy with those two words. It says, our name will want to believe this. Here we go.
All right. Your name is going to believe this.
Right there.
All right. Your name is going to believe this.
Oh, I think all right, sir.
All right. Your name is going to believe this.
Yeah, it's there. It's there.
It's there. So what she's doing is she's trying to convince herself that this is true. She wants to believe it.
What does she say exactly? What does she say exactly?
Our name will, all right, our name will want to believe this.
Oh.
Not that it's true. Not that
interesting.
It happened.
Interesting. I see. Yeah.
She wishes it was true.
It's a hustle.
So you're right. You got it. That's exactly right. That's exactly how I interpret it. So let's play the forwards again.
Told me how bad of an idea this was, and to be with an older man like that. Right, and that we weren't prepared for that.
Okay, so he's talking about being with an older man like that, and all right, our name will want to believe this. In other words, I wish this was true.
All right, your name is going to be this.
All right, your name is going to be this.
You got that?
All right, your name is going to be this.
Yeah, it's there, yeah. Every syllable is there. Yeah, you got it.
So that tends to not put her in a very good light.
Right,
How I interpret that. So, all right, so let's go and have a look at another reversal on the Roy Moore case. This is a minister introducing him. I think she's in prayer or something.
My name is Janet Porter. You know what? We're paying for this microphone, so we can do whatever we want. And so I'd like to open this press conference up in prayer. Dr. Alan Keyes, would you mind opening us up in prayer?
And when she says, I want to open it up in prayer, she says, because it marks off my sin. She's looking for prayer to cleanse her of her sin, basically.
Who is that woman?
Oh, that's someone, I don't know, someone introducing Roy Moore.
Okay. All right.
And here's another one.
And a people who have throughout their history understood that when the call came.
This is also someone introducing Roy Moore. And he says, you're sick.
You're sick.
You're sick.
Huh.
You're sick.
So that's interesting. I don't know. A woman who is not totally believable, but a minister who's thinks he's a little bit sick. So he's not being totally believed. So here we have another one.
Because like Jesus Christ, we shall be raised up in crucifixion.
Oh my! He says it was you.
It was you.
Huh. It was you.
Don't know what he means by that.
It was you.
Anyway, it was you.
And that's a very interesting thing, David, real quickly, because, again, reverse speech. gives you the full... Listen to the way he says was. He doesn't talk like a robot. Yeah. He's talking like somebody in sincere and almost heated conversation. It was you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here we go.
It was you.
Oh, yeah.
It was you.
Yeah.
He's emphasizing the was. So you can get the emphasis with reverse speech, and we've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. You can get emphasis and emotion. I mean, we've played reversals. Oh, yeah. Been full of emotion. You know, so some of them are quite amazing. So, all right, where will I go next? Here he said, here's, let's look at Bernie Sanders. Sanders says Trump should resign.
You have a president who on tape, a tape that everybody in America has seen, acknowledged basically that he was assaulting women, and well over a dozen women have made that complaint. And what happens to him? He says, no, it's fine, it's okay. I think that's an issue we have to deal with.
And here he says, blanket up.
Suck it up. Suck it up. Suck it up.
I think he's talking about his speech is what he's talking about.
Well, you know, they talk about Trump and all that, but they never talk about Bill Clinton's rape victims who are scarred for life. They don't talk about his perversions or Hillary's homosexuality or the drugs or the MENA. The cocaine or the Clinton death list. They never talk about any of that.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. Here's Bill Riley grilled by Matt Lauer over sexual harassment. That's a funny headline in and of itself.
That is.
The two people who were harassed, who were fired for sexual harassment. So here's the Fords.
So I don't know. I'm not going to speculate about intent or why people did what they did. But you don't have this story, Lauer, correct? The lawsuits involved many people. Many
people. But you were also named.
I was named in a few of them.
And this is my belief.
My belief.
Oh, that's clear.
My belief.
Huh.
My belief.
So I wonder what he believes.
I don't know. I don't know. Does he believe in sexual perverse activity? What does he believe in? I don't know.
I don't know. Here we have another one who uses the word belief. This is Bill Riley again.
All right. But it goes to credibility, doesn't it? All right. If you look at the in totality, this was a hit job, a political and financial hit job.
And they believe it.
They believe it.
Yeah, well, it's not very clear, that one. Yeah.
I think it's
that
there.
Very...
It's there.
You do? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I might be too tough. I've got 20 students on the go right now, so I'm marking homework out of my ears.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So,
that's got to be a lot of fun to teach people all about reverse speech. That's got to be really rewarding.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an amazing technology. It gives incredible knowledge, and I'm real sorry about this, having audio problems.
Yeah, you're dropping in and out. Are you on Skype,
yeah,
David?
It's my mixer.
Do you have a hammer nearby?
Yeah, there, that's it. Got it. Okay, I just had to twiddle a few knobs. So, yes, I am on Skype. I'm always on Skype, though.
Okay.
All right, let's look at where shall we go to next? Let's go to Trump, and then we'll look at Netanyahu and Hillary and Mattis and McMaster's. So here's Trump at the Pensacola rally.
It's being proven we have a rigged system. Doesn't happen so easy. But this system, going to be a lot of changes. This is a rigged system.
And here he says, and I'll labor.
Get our labor.
Yeah, there it is.
Get our labor.
So he will labor and work hard to change his rigged system, is the way I interpret that reversal. That's Trump in his congruent self. Does that make sense?
The only time Trump sounds congruent is when he goes out and gives a speech anymore like that. a rally. Do you hear the old Trump
right.
then?
Yeah, you do. You, actually, that's an interesting observation. You're absolutely right. Huh. Yeah, when he's off cuff. Yeah, interesting. And here he is again in at the same rally.
Hispanic unemployment is the lowest ever recorded. Any Hispanics here? Any Hispanics?
And here he says, and I've seen it.
And I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. You see the figures.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Another congruent reversal.
It's very congruent. He's back to his old self.
Yep, Spanish unemployment is the lowest, and he's seen it. Okay, next one along.
Because the only thing they really care about is protecting what they've been able to do, which is really control the country, and not to your benefit. By the way, wages starting to go up. First time in 20 years starting to go up. That's all going to happen.
And another nice congruent reversal. I had a goal set.
I had a goal set.
That was his goal.
I had a goal set.
To see wages go up.
He did. Now, that's amazing, David. The old Donald Trump has resurfaced,
yeah,
at least momentarily,
well,
in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, okay. So here we
go. You know, the American GDP is up 3% this year after sitting at virtually after sitting at virtually zero during the Obama years.
Wow. Wow. He may surprise everyone yet, Trump.
We'll see.
Yep. All right. So here's the forwards.
So tonight we're going to speak straight to the American people and cut right through the fake news media. Right through.
Not too sure what this reversal means. Hide him soon. Hide who?
Hide him soon.
Hide the fake media? I don't know.
I hope he's not talking about hide the real Trump soon, because it's nice to hear him again.
It is nice to hear him again, isn't it? Yeah. And here he's talking about the fake media.
They took this fraudster from ABC. They suspended him for a month. They should have fired him for what he wrote. He drove the stock market down 350 points in minutes, which, by the way, tells you they really like me, right? What do you think of it?
And here he says, they are full of blank.
Yeah, finish it.
I'll be bothered.
He really
despises, and rightly so, the mainstream media. It's a disgusting. You talk about a sewer. There it is. Total congruence.
We haven't seen reverse like this on Trump since the
campaign.
And here's another one.
These people always say, they're saying, TPP. Yeah, well, all these countries tied in. You can't terminate. You're tied into all the good ones. Yep, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And here he says, Service America.
Service America.
Yeah, a little bit unclear. But it's there. It's there. Yeah, Service America. Look after America. That's what he's supposed to do as a president. So there you go.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Here he is again.
The stock market is hitting an all-time high record for another, and think of this, 86 times since Election Day. 86 times.
Well, this is a bit of incongruent reversal.
This idiot.
Is that, if I found that on a client, I'd say that's negative self-talk. If I heard something like that on a client, I'd say there's a part of you that thinks you're an idiot. But he's talking quite positively forward, so it's a bit strange to.
That's an odd one. Can we hear that again, please?
What's the forwards? Well,
yeah, the forward and the backwards.
So here's the. Okay, so here's the forwards.
The stock market is hitting an all-time high record for another, and think of this, 86 times since Election Day. 86 times.
And this idiot.
This idiot.
This idiot.
You know,
this idiot.
He must be. I think he's. You know what? I think he's still talking about that. I'll bet it's very close to that ABC News reporter that he was castigating, and I think he's still dwelling on that guy being an idiot. And he, listen to the emphasis there.
I'd say you're absolutely right. We call that a trail reversal.
Yeah,
it's where the top changes forwards, but the reversals keep on discussing the previous topic. Yeah. So
sounds right.
That's quite a legitimate category.
He really doesn't like that guy, and he really doesn't like the. This is good to hear. Somewhere in there is the real Donald Trump. This is him.
Now here he is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So here's the Fords.
Lifting our sights to what it is possible, not pulling us back and down to the old fights that have become so totally predictable.
I'm not too sure where the punctuation is in this reversal. He lost worse, Mark, you better. Or he lost worse, Mark, you better. I don't know where the comma is. Here we go.
He lost worse, Mark, you better.
Oh, yeah, he lost worse, Mark, you better. I know what it means. We'll talk about it after the break.
Yeah, how many reversals do you have tonight?
Oh, you know, we're not halfway through yet.
Okay, why don't you keep going? I'm going to make sure we get all these in. You work hard on these, so. Thank you, sponsors. Okay. I appreciate it. All right, go ahead, David.
All right.
I didn't get that. That one doesn't make sense to me. Not yet.
Okay, he lost worse. Mark, you bet. Yeah, I know. It's a bit bizarre. Play it again.
He lost worse. Mark, you better.
You lost worse.
You lost worse.
Mark, you better.
Mark you better.
Better. Yeah, he's putting his mark in Jerusalem. You know, he's...
Right.
I don't know what he lost worse is. Maybe
I don't know. Keep in mind, he's no longer at Pensacola. We're not hearing there. So he's back.
No. We're totally different. Totally
he's,
different.
He's back
situation.
In his cage doing what he's told to do. When he gets in front of people at those rallies, he can be himself. Now he's back being whatever he's being, but it's not the same as he is in Pensacola.
Interesting, because here we have another incongruent reversal on the same topic.
See?
About Israel.
Yeah.
Acknowledging this is a fact is a necessary condition for achieving peace. It was 70 years ago that the United States, under President Truman, recognized the state of Israel.
And here he says, misery in a vessel.
Misery in a vessel.
Oh.
Misery in a vessel.
Or in the vessel.
Misery in the vessel.
The vessel, not a vessel. Misery in the vessel. Do it again.
Misery in a vessel.
Very clear reversal.
Misery in a vessel.
And the... The vessel,
ooh.
The vessel would be the whole issue of Zionist Israel moving to Jerusalem.
Yep. And misery in the vessel. In
That's
other
it.
Words, gonna
this is not
trouble.
Going to be an easy thing. It's going to be a miserable thing. A lot of trouble ahead. And I think that's what he's saying.
Exactly what the reversal means. It's a totally opposite reverse from what he's saying forward. It's totally incongruent. Gee, this is really interesting. This is interesting. Huh. Very congruent in his rally and incongruent. Now he's reading a prepared speech. It sounds like a prepared speech. So let's play the next one.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
And here he says, they deserve Savior.
They deserve Savior.
Huh.
They deserve Savior.
All right.
They deserve Savior.
What does this mean? That he's his is this his Zionism standing up and making itself known? He really believes in Zionist Israel then. All right.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Himself as their savior, but it's going to be a problem.
You bet.
And this next verse indicates a problem too.
Our children should inherit our love, not our conflicts. I repeat the message I delivered at the historic and extraordinary summit in Saudi Arabia earlier this year.
And he says, your villain does December.
Your villain does December.
Your villain does December.
Oh, end's a bit faint.
Your villain does December.
Oh, yeah, no, the end's on the slower speed. In other words, he's the villain. He's done this move in December. It's an incongruent reversal. It's the same as misery in the vessel.
See, he's back on his leash, David. He's not a free man. He's doing what he is supposed to do, doing what the game plan calls for. See, he's being run. Right now, he's a man on a leash, as I said. And when he's at Pensacola, he's you hear the difference in a man. It's night and day.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Well, it certainly explains the incongruent reversals we've gotten on in recent times.
Yes.
And then we get the flickering of a congruent reversal every now and then.
Right.
So he's in there somewhere, and then in the Pensacola rally, they're all congruent.
See, he is a man who is he's being controlled. He's doing what he's told to do. That's what he's doing, and he doesn't like it. That's the incongruency.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, okay, all right. All right, so that's all I've got on Trump. Now we'll look at a couple of on Netanyahu. This headline is Netanyahu wants war with Iran, says Iranians are Nazis. Okay, that's what the headline says, so let's just play it.
That Iran is a moderate power. It harbors no hatred towards anyone.
Right.
Mr. Zarif, tell that to the journalist tortured in Evin prison.
And here he says, fear it.
Fear it.
Fear it.
Yeah.
Fear it.
Be afraid of Iran. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean it. Not for a minute. You're talking, this guy... Remember, Israel is the world's fourth-ranking thermonuclear power, and he's worried about Iran? I don't think so.
Huh. Well, interesting. This next reversal would imply that he's just reading a prepared text. So here's the forward.
Which brings us back to Iran. I'm sure many of you have heard Iran's silver-tongued foreign minister charmingly explain that Iran is a moderate power. It harbors no hatred towards anyone.
Right.
And here he says, nervous, now reader.
Nervous, now reader.
Huh.
Nervous, now reader.
I'll be bothered.
Is he describing himself?
Yeah, he's describing himself. Reading a prepared text. He's nervous.
See, he's reading a bunch of crap, and he's reading, he's nervous about reading lies. Not that he has a conscience, but that guy is bad news.
Hell yeah. All right, here's Obama slamming Trump.
What the statements you mentioned tell us? They tell us that the person who made the statements doesn't know much about foreign policy or nuclear policy or the Korean Peninsula or the world generally.
Oh, geez, having a go at Trump. I will send American.
Send American
to what?
What do you think? Well, he's not in a position to send or order anyone anywhere. No. He's supposedly a citizen now. It's Citizen Obama, not President Obama. Don't know what he's doing.
Interesting. Okay, all right.
Another voice from the dark side, David.
Yeah, that's true. Here's Podesta saying Pizzagate is now debunked.
What I'm saying is I'm proud of my public career. I've executed with dignity and honesty and have never been accused of ethical violations. And
he says they will accept.
They will accept.
Huh. They will accept.
Yeah, right.
They will accept.
Yeah, he thinks that they will accept what he's got to say.
Is that ACC or ECX or E, whatever? Oh. Accept. And there was accepted.
Well, I've got ACCEPT. That's what I've got. Accept. ACCEPT.
EX, it could be EXCEPT. Accept. They will accept that. In other words, if he is guilty, they'll accept it. They'll ignore it. They'll give him a ticket. He'll skate.
Oh, I see. All right. Oh,
that's okay. Another possible.
Huh. Well, yeah. Well, that would be right too, wouldn't it?
They both work.
That would be all par for the course. All right. Let's have a look at where will we go to next? Let's talk about John. He's got a couple of funny ones on John Cleese talking about political correctness.
That's about the human condition. It's not excluding anyone. It's saying we all have all these plans which probably won't come, and isn't it funny how we still believe they're going to happen? So,
and says, should they believe I'm sad?
That's about...
Oh, sorry. Right, wrong button.
Shouldn't believe I'm sad.
Huh.
Shouldn't believe I'm sad.
Oh, that's a sad reversal.
Shouldn't believe I'm sad.
I thought that was a funny one. The other one's a funny one. Huh. Makes me a bit sad hearing that.
I wonder what John Cleese was doing that he was making a statement. I don't know. I didn't see him in the news.
Talking about political correctness. Let's run the next one forwards.
Well, that's a good idea. To the point where any kind of criticism of any individual or group can be labeled cruel.
And he says, you're full of blank. Yeah, and there you go.
Well,
he doesn't believe in political correctness.
No.
Okay. All right, here we got Justin Trudeau offering apology to the LGBT community.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I can tell.
We apologize. On behalf of the government, parliament, and the people of Canada, we were wrong. We are sorry. We will never let this happen again. Merci.
And innocent dissent is reversal.
Innocent dissent.
Oh, yeah.
Innocent dissent.
Nice and clear.
Innocent dissent.
So who's dissenting? Is he dissenting or were they dissenting? They were dissenting, weren't they? The LGBT community.
Could that be dissent, as in going lower? Descending?
Oh, okay. Let's listen again.
He really does hit the DE.
You're right. Innocent dissent.
Does that
You can tell by the inflection of the tonality. It's descent, as in D-E-S-C-E-N-T.
Yeah.
Well, that changes the whole meaning of the reversal, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In other words, is the innocent part really just fading away, going away? I don't know. He's a real creep, that guy. A world-class creep.
Oh, really?
I don't mind saying so. No, it's bad news. Bad news.
Australia just legalized same-sex marriage.
Oh, yeah, goodness. Well, it's what the globalist move is all about.
I think is
destroying all morality, all boundaries, all sense of propriety. I'm sorry, David, I lost you there. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me? Now, what were you saying?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. It's just, we've lost all morality. we're being taken down the road that there really is no return, no easy return from, if ever. Not good. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Here's McMaster talking about North Korea. And this says he's suicidal.
David, we didn't hear him. Sorry. No audio.
No audio?
Not from McMaster. No. You're fine. We didn't hear. We didn't hear McMaster.
Okay. Let's try it again.
Nope.
You're not hearing that?
No. Are you running it through your mixer or through the mic?
No, I'm running it through my mixer.
If you can play, we may have to, if it doesn't work, we may have to play through the speaker and then you pick it up on the mic. I don't know.
But well, you heard all the other ones, didn't you? So why wouldn't you hear this one?
You got to get a hammer and then you bang on that thing and it'll work right.
Yeah, I got to do something with it.
You're not hearing play, that you at may, all. You may have a bad volume knob that's gotten dirty or something and it's not working. Try and turn the knob up and down a couple times real quick.
Yeah. I tell you what we'll do. You hearing it now? Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to disconnect from this computer and go back to the other one, okay?
All
Sorry
right.
to all this hassle.
It's all right.
Okay? I'll be straight back.
I was just looking at, while we were doing this, at the Numana, MANNA.com site, and wood chip stove is really neat to boil water and so forth. Wow. You've got to go take a look at that one. Numana.com.
That's a good one. Here I am.
All right.
Okay, you got me?
Yes, sir.
All right. See if you can hear it now. Here we go.
Without some significant new actions in the form of much more severe sanctions.
You hear that?
Got it.
Got it. Okay. Gee whiz, we have had audio problems tonight, haven't we?
Yeah, I wonder.
Probably time for a new mixer, I think. All right, and reversal is he's suicidal.
He's suicidal.
I think you're talking about Kim.
He's suicidal.
Kim Jong-un, or whatever his name is.
Kim Jong-un. Play the forward again on that, please.
Yeah, sure. So here's the forwards. The context is a speech on North Korea.
Without some significant new actions in the form of much more severe sanctions.
Okay, he's talking about putting severe sanctions on North Korea. And he's suicidal.
He's suicidal.
Right, he's talking about Kim.
Yeah, he's talking about Kim, obviously. Yeah, and Kim is suicidal. Now, this next reversal... the first word is in some contention, but anyway, I think it's a significant reversal, but we'll play it. Here's McMaster's again talking about North Korea.
No, we didn't get him.
No, I know.
First of all, South Korea and Japan are improving their defense capabilities at breakneck speed, and they're doing that in cooperation with us.
Okay, now we got this as... Southern, although Southern is a little bit unclear, Shilbalk on it, B-A-L-K. And I assume you're talking about South Korea. Southern, Shilbalk on it.
Southern, Shilbalk on it.
So, he's saying his level of confidence in South Korea coming through the way he wants them to is in question here.
Exactly correct. Yes. So they have doubt whether South Korea
will perform.
Will perform them. Exactly right. Hmm. Yes. All right. Here we have Mattis at NATO headquarters talking about the progress against ISIS.
There are sick and twisted objectives, groups like ISIS. Groups that would seek to sow murder and mayhem cannot be allowed to succeed. I will now transition to my closed remarks. Thank you, press, for being here.
And this one says, we get scum.
We get scum.
Oh, yeah.
We get scum.
Well, that's a crooked.
We get scum.
That's not a congruent reversal, you know. Does he say,
play that, would you, one more time, please?
Yep. Sure.
We get scum.
We get scum.
Oh, yeah.
get scum.
He's making a statement. He says, we can get scum. We can get them. We can get scum. We can get scum.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, talking about ISIS. Got ISIS is scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here is Hillary calling Trump a clear and present danger. Now we'll try it.
You know, this country of ours is really worth defending and protecting. We'll be able to prevent anything really bad from happening. It's a horrible thing to have to say about anybody in that office.
And so far in the art. Don't know what you... Oh, I know what it means.
So far in the art.
Oh, yeah.
So far in the art.
Yeah.
So far in the art.
The art of her dialogue. She's talking about her dialogue, the skillful way she's speaking. It's a self-praising, slap on the back.
Got it.
Type of thing.
Yeah. So. Very good.
And here we have former Inspector General McCullough. Don't know who that is. Unclassified info on Hillary's server. Oh, that'll be interesting.
So putting lives at risk.
Absolutely. Sources and methods.
And to sniff them as a source.
Sniff them as a source.
Oh, that's clear.
Sniff them as a source. Sniff them as a source.
Yeah, okay. Talking about classified info on Hillary's server. He's aware that there's sources and information on the server.
Very so clear, yeah.
Congruent reversal. Congruent reversal. Right. He's actually a good batch of reversals tonight, aren't they? We didn't have so many audio problems. All right, here's Farrakhan talking about Obama killing Osama. I think we're going to turn the volume down on this one.
Did he kill people? Well, hell, did our president kill people? Talk back to me.
Yes.
You have made your president an assassin. That the only value that he has now is that he was responsible for the death of Osama bin Laden. He was captured without a weapon.
Okay. Need the muscle.
Need the muscle.
Huh.
Need the muscle.
Yeah, well.
Need the muscle.
He needs muscle in his movement, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And next one along here.
Did he kill people? Well, hell, did our president kill people?
Oh, that's the same forwards. And reversal is they hated, we laugh. Yeah, nice and clear. Nice and clear. Yeah, no doubt about that one.
You know why you've been having so many audio problems tonight?
In
the last hour, our second hour of the program, we had a lousy connection as well. I mean, it was okay. We could understand Daniel fine, but it wasn't the best. Because we're right in the middle of Mercury retrograde.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. Well, it's
all forms it's of communication. Remember, all forms of communication, whether verbal or electrical, electronic, it doesn't matter, are prone to far more breakdown and difficulty during retrograde Mercury periods. And December 3rd to the 23rd is the current one.
Well, there you go. All right. Okay. All right. Here's Farrakhan again, talking about Obama's legacy, killing Osama.
Did he kill people? Well, hell, did our president kill people? Talk back to me.
Yes.
You have made your president an assassin. That the only value that he has...
That's the same forwards again. Gee whiz, there's lots of reversals on that same forwards. They know he's dead, assassin. There we go. And... if I can get my mouse to stabilize.
Illoyed, this has son.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's a little murky in the beginning.
Yeah, I do agree. It was a little bit unclear. Yeah. But certainly assassin's quite clear.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Farrakhan again talking about the destruction of Libya. Here we go.
They're dying in Afghanistan on the basis of a lie. And now drones are in Pakistan, drones in Somalia, drones in Yemen. When will it stop?
Here he says, alarmist, this wolf Nazi. Oh, dear. Okay, here we go. Alarmist, this wolf Nazi. Two metaphors in one reversal.
America, do you...
I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Nazi.
Well, that's clear.
What's he say? What's he say again?
Alarmist, this wolf, W-O-L-F, Nazi, N-A-Z-I.
Okay.
Nazi.
You got it now?
Nazi.
It almost like, yeah, there's something in the front of alarmist, though. It's like he's saying alarmist instead of an alarmist. See if you don't hear something in front of alarmist.
All right, let's do it again.
You're right, extra syllable.
I think he's talking about himself, personally, quite frankly.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, okay, well, good. We're on the same page. He's being the alarmist.
He's a showman. Come on.
Yeah, of course he is. An alarmist, yeah. And here he is again, talking about the destruction of Libya.
Brother Ali Baghdadi, that is a writer and a great Arab writer, said they bombed Libya back to the Stone Age.
And this says, I build mob.
I build mob.
Yeah.
I build mob.
Yep.
I build mob.
Yeah.
He's bringing all his supporters together. He's
sure.
Building his mob of supporters to do what he wants him to do. So
that's what all demagogues do. They all have their mobs.
Yeah, I know. They all do. They seem to like it for some reason. I'm not too sure why.
Well, anyway. It pays well, and your ego gets stroked a lot.
That does help, doesn't it? Yep. Well, that's all the reversals I got for tonight, Jeff. So we're right on the end of time, I think. So
we got just a minute or so to go. So whatever you want to add in here.
All right. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about my next training class. It's starting up in April.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for people to get trained. The class is half full already. So
and oh, good. Wow.
Yeah. If it's anything like the class I did last time, it's this one will be full up pretty soon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've also got a new app out for the iPhone. We had to upgrade our old app, so this is a whole new build. It's nice and simpler and easier to use, and that should be up on the App Store in about a week, I would imagine. We're just getting a couple little bugs out of it, so that's exciting. Then we're moving on to Android. After that, and then our next big project is voice recognition. We think we can get cracking on that. So that's going to be in 2018 sometime. We're going to see if we can get voice recognition to find reversals, and that will be a real game changer if we can do that.
Oh, yeah, very good. What did you say was just made legal in Australia?
Same-sex marriage.
Great. David, thank you very much.
Hey, Jeff, thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
All right, talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, and there he goes, David John Oates. All right, we apologize for all the technical glitches, but once again, and it's no coincidence, that Mercury in retro does impact things. It's odd. I didn't used to believe it. I do now. Okay, back with you tomorrow night on Tuesday. Hope you have a good night. Have a great day tomorrow, and we will talk tomorrow night.